Hey friends, I'm Sharon Batters, and you are listening to the Daily Treasure podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. And we are in the first week of our series called A Steadfast Woman in a Shifting World. And it's such a joy to have you join us as we walk together for just a few minutes, thinking about what it means to be a steadfast woman in a shifting world. So today's devotional is called The Wonders He Has Done, and today's treasure is from Psalm 78, verses 2 through 4. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things from of old, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. Psalm 78, verses 2 through 4. Friends, many times I had to force myself to stop crying so that I could keep writing, not just because of the memory of God's sweet love, but also as I stepped back into those early years of grief. I sometimes cried out, Lord, this is more than I can bear. I can't do this. Please take this task from me. And I think God smiled as He held me tightly in His grip. When I told Chuck I didn't think I could continue to write, he exhorted me, write for your children and your grandchildren. Don't think about anyone else reading this book. Someday, life will crush them and they will need a guide, someone further along in a similar pathway. Maybe the Lord will use our story to encourage them to walk by faith and believe that God is sovereign and they can trust Him. It's in those dark places that God sends treasures to help turn our hearts toward Him, to remind us that He knows us and calls us by name, as we read in Isaiah 45, verses 2 through 3. That's one reason I encourage women to journal, to keep a record, not just for herself, but for those who come after her, as a means to tell the story of God's grace again and again. In today's treasure, the writer of Psalm 78 declares, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things from of old. What we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. The older I grow, the more I want to tell the next generation of things hidden from of old, the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. Oh, how those coming after us need to hear and see this message lived out, that our God is our rock, rest, rescue, and refuge. The Apostle Paul, writing from a prison cell, tells Timothy that the time has come for my departure. And in the next few verses, Paul repeatedly declares the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. Writing from a prison cell over and over again, Paul reminds Timothy of the history of God's gracious care of him and that he confidently awaits the Lord's rescue from every evil attack. Paul is writing from a prison cell, but friends, he is free. Our circumstances sometimes feel like a prison cell, don't they? Holding us back from our dreams and plans. As we age, we may feel as though our bodies are prison cells, limiting us from doing what we wish or may have always done. Friends, take a page from Paul's last words. Recognize that even from a prison, there is still more to do. Tell his story in your life to the next generation. And oh Lord, as the world shifts beneath our feet and we desperately reach for something to steady us, thank you for being that rock that cannot be moved, our refuge, rest, and rescue. And friends, I imagine that many of you have friends who are struggling or suffering, and I want to encourage you to download our free Help and Hope app, where we like to say you will have hope in the palm of your hand. Could be you're in a grocery store line and someone shares a story of hurt, or you're walking with a friend and she brings up something that you know that you could encourage her with a resource from Mark Inc., maybe one of our Help and Hope stories, or Ask Dr. Batters, or a sermon, or Daily Treasure. And you can go right to the Help and Hope app to identify that resource and pass it on to her. So go to the Help and Hope app, download it for free, and remember that you have hope right in the palm of your hand. I'm Sharon Betters. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.